I'm really proud of our football team. You know, they played hard. A little exciting there in the second half. We had to make some plays there in that last drive. It really pleased our team. We managed to get a few first downs, and really impressed with Kai being able to come up with a big field goal there in the last couple minutes of the game. Just a heck of a job by him. But more importantly, it was a game we needed, and I'm really pleased with our total effort.
Mike, you talked about the need to play your best football down the stretch here. Do you get a sense that is coming together with these two wins?
Yeah, we played extremely hard. The key is to find a way to win. That's what we've been able to do, try to close out some games. Did a real good job in the first half, did some things, and just missed a couple first downs. They got a little momentum going. And credit to them. They're a good football team and made some plays. In the National Football League, you got to play for a full 60 minutes, and you got to be able to close out games. And felt good about our guys were able to do that today.
Mike, what impressed you most about Pierre?
Well, Pierre's impressed me since he's been here. I've shared that with you guys quite a bit. That first quarter of the New Orleans game, I think everybody could see once he gets the ball in his hands, he can make plays, and he did that today. And our job is to try to get the ball in his hands as much as we can. But he's a competitor. He's got the explosion after he catches it. He can go the distance. He's a blocker. He's a complete player. And I know he's hurting, and he played through it, especially on that turf today. So really proud of the way he handled himself and the way he fought through the pain that he was dealing with, and made some big plays for us.
How pleased were you with Robert, the way he came out once again on a big stage and delivered?
Yeah, very, very impressed with Robert. We've been talking about this since day one. I think he learns every game. If there is mistakes made, he's very, very tough on himself. He works through those mistakes, during the week. He doesn't make a lot of them, thank God, but he makes things happen.
Going back to Pierre, you had talked about the turf and that being an issue. Was there really a doubt in your mind, kind of knowing how tough he has been throughout this ordeal, even though he's missed a couple of games, that he would be there for you?
You don't know. You really don't know. We've talked about in the beginning. We didn't know what was wrong with Pierre. And obviously, the pain was very tough for him to handle. That's why he missed a number of games. So I was keeping my fingers crossed because I knew he had the capabilities to do what he did today. But I wasn't really sure until he tested it out and talked to him this morning. He knew he was ready to go or before we got to the stadium. His mindset was ready to go and obviously did a great job.
Mike, you mentioned it already, but can you go back and just talk a little bit more about Kai hitting that 48-yarder? Mm-hmm. If he misses that, they're down 7 with great field position. Just how big that was?
Yeah, everybody's got a job to do. And, you're always hoping that, he takes advantage of his opportunities, and he's done that since he's been here. The guy's consistent. He doesn't really care about the hold. He just set it down there, and, hey, I'll kick it. He's been that way from day one. So I was hoping that he was going to be able to, pull it out today. A lot of guys being on the stage in this environment on Thanksgiving don't always do that, especially as a young kid, but gives you an idea of what type of character he has and his mental toughness, and he hit it right down the middle, it looked like, anyhow, from my perspective.
Just getting back to Griffin, the second quarter you had 28 points, you had over 200 yards. Did that look like the same thing you saw from Griffin last week? I mean, it's a remarkable, I think we had 12 straight completions during that stretch.
Yeah, I get mad at him when he throws an incomplete pass. He did have one the week before and a couple in that first half. But now you're just hoping that, he makes plays, and he seems to do that all the time. And, there's going to be some tough games ahead. They're not always this easy. I shouldn't say easy. You just don't have that type of success as a rookie quarterback. But he's handled himself quite well and made a number of plays. And, he works extremely hard to put himself in the position that he's usually at.
Mike, you guys last year had struggled with the turnovers, but this year you've gotten quite a few. And if you're not scoring on defense, you're almost scoring on that drive immediately afterward. How much do you think that really opens the thing up and maybe relaxes some of the players when you guys are able to score immediately after forcing a turnover?
Well, turnovers is normally the teams that win Super Bowls. If you're in the playoffs and you're at the top of the chart in turnovers, usually they're Super Bowl champ. If you're not very good in turnovers, usually you're not in the playoffs. And if you are, and you're inconsistent, turn the football over, you don't last very long. So that's always our top priority is turnovers. That's number one. Preventing turnovers, obviously, on offense, ball security, those things that you look for. And then on defense, obviously, you got to get some, which we did today. I think we had three today, and, you know, the difference in winning and losing.
Coach, did you see any difference in Griffin coming back to Texas for his first game, any extra motivation that he had early on, and did you say anything to him?
You know, he's kind of like Cool Hand Luke. He doesn't get too upset about anything. He just handles himself and goes about his business and works extremely hard to prepare for a game, and he knows how to avoid distractions because he focuses on his job and doesn't seem to let anything bother him. And, you know, that's why he has the success that he has, because he is very disciplined and very determined, and he works at it.
Mike, the way that Robert seems to play his best when the stage is big or the pressure is on, is there any way to trace where that comes from, or, you know, is it just a guy just kind of have that or he doesn't?
Every game's big. Every game's big in the National Football League. He's just going to get better and better. He feels very comfortable with his ability, which he should. He knows that it's going to be a growing process, and he keeps on working every week to eliminate mistakes, and they're going to see him just improve as time goes on.
D'Angelo had an interception, second straight game, and then on the onside kick, you know, could have run through the back of the end zone and laid it down at the two. What did you think of that play and his performance overall today?
I did a great job. Obviously, that onside kick and the way he played defense, really impressed with the way he's played the last couple of weeks. And, you know, when your back is against the wall, you know, find out a lot about people. And we've got guys that, you know, have really stepped up and played extremely hard over the last couple of games. And we've talked about it. You know, we needed everybody to step up and play at that level.
After you guys struggled in the first series, what kind of opened up things for the offense that allowed you guys to stretch the field a little bit?
I'm sorry, say that again.
After struggling on the first series on offense with the intentional grounding, what opened up the offense for you in the second, third series that allowed you guys to hit some of the big plays?
Well, I mean, you say that, but we had one drop ball, could have been a first down. You know, those, not football. They're going to make some plays. We're going to make some plays. You got to fight back and make plays. You know, and we made those plays. We made some big-time plays. Starts with protection, obviously receivers catching the ball. But that's football in the National Football League. You know, you're going to have some series that's going to be three and out, and you got to find a way to put one together. And it takes 11 guys being on the same page to make some of those big plays that those guys made today. Really pleased with their effort. And to go against a defense like this and make some of those big plays, especially in the first half like we did, really says a lot about our guys. Got a lot of young guys out there.
Mike, that the Aldrick Robinson touchdown was pretty much the same play as last week.
No, it was a little bit different, but you know, some similarities. Caught a big, deep ball for a touchdown. That was good. But, yeah, some of those have the same principles, just a little bit different routes.
For your team, what has clicked? I know you all talk about a sense of urgency, but when you're looking at things, what has clicked in these last two games that was missing the most, you think, first stretch of the season?
Well, you got to be able to finish those games. You know, we've been, you know, ahead in a number of games, and you got to finish in the fourth quarter. You guys got to step up and play their best football. You got to eliminate turnovers. You got to make mistakes, but you got to find a way to win in the fourth quarter. And you know, we've been able to do that a couple weeks in a row. And I think our focus has been the job at, you know, with the team that we're playing. And our football team knows our, you know, backs are against the wall. We got to play our best football. We don't have any room for error. So that's where we're at.
Mike, obviously you get the ball back with 30 seconds to go right before the end of the first half. How about just what you saw from Robert and his composure in that situation to get a score with 6 seconds left?
Yeah, it was a great play down there on the goal line. There was 10 seconds left. We ran a little sprint out, and I thought Santana did a great job of going up the field and giving Robert a chance to put it in the right spot, and Robert put it in the right spot. And you're thinking field goal, and you're hoping for a touchdown, especially with no timeouts on the 10-yard line, because you get a sack or something like that, you know, the half is over. And so I thought, you know, everybody, you know, did what they needed to do, and fortunately it could have been a difference in the game.
Mike, an update on London?
Yeah, ankle sprain, same thing that he had going into the game. Just bothered him a little bit there in that fourth quarter. Okay, thanks.